Inter Milan qualification for the quarterfinals for Middlesex. First time since 2008 when you played a starring role in the quarterfinals, and it must feel good. It's been a long wait.
It has, yes. We've always had a talented squad, and we've just never been able to put the performances together. And you know, this year, with a couple of the additional signings that we've had, and a couple of the new tactics and different way of looking at it, we've managed to win more games and win the pressure situations, which has been fantastic for us.
On the match tonight, I mean, again, as you say, it's the pressure situations, isn't it? Because over those years, there have been ways that Middlesex perhaps haven't found their way to get back into the game. Even at 40-3 tonight, it might have been a situation years gone by where things haven't gone well, but having someone like George Bailey coming in, but also John Simpson, you know, he's really kicked on this year, hasn't he?
He has. You know, he had a fantastic 2020 season last year. You know, he struggled the first few games and, you know, he's found his form, and you know, I think that's always been an area where we struggle. We've always struggled in the middle order, and you know, in the past we've always had signings that have been you know, for crowds and what have you, but you know, having George Bailey in the middle and Simo and Frankie in the middle orders, even though Frankie struggled a little bit, it's been good for us, because that's the area that we've been lacking. So we've now covered those bases, and hopefully these boys can perform moving on forward in the tournament.
What a start with the ball as well.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, we've been fantastic with the ball. We've been managed to adapt in a lot better. In the past, we always used to have one plan, and we used to keep bowling the same ball over and over again, whacked out the ground. And, you know, this year, I think all the bowlers we have been a lot more open to different lines, different lengths, different change-ups. And it's evident in the middle overs. You know, we're either squeezing or we're taking wickets, which has been something we've always struggled with.
How much of the planning did you have to change this year?
Not a lot. I think it's more the mindset. I think it's the mindset of us all being willing to adapt on the field. As I said, like, we in the past, it's been you go into the game with a sort of plan as a bowler. Whereas I think now we go and we assess the conditions pretty early. We work out what we feel as a team the best length is, the best change ups are to different batsmen, instead of just bowling the same thing to every single batsman, every single wicket we play. You know, I think that's put us in good stead.
What about Ryan Higgins? 5 for tonight, but all the way through the group stage, he's been quite a revelation with the ball, really, hasn't he?
He bowled exceptionally well last night. You know, Richard Johnson's been in my ear about him enough. So it's, you know, it's a weird one, because you never really see the guy play in the second team. And, you know, his bowling figures have been fantastic. So for him to come up and in a pressure situation when Sean Irvine was going at him and the game was sort of on the knife edge, to come and take 5, it was fantastic for him. And it just shows where he's at.
2 games to go in the group. A home quarter final is still up for grabs. Essex on Thursday, Bristol on Friday. But the confidence must be very high.
Yeah, you know, winning's a habit. And I said, as soon as you start winning those pressure situations, there's a calmness in the team. When suddenly you lose 2 or 3 wickets like we did in the first 6 today, there's suddenly a calmness about the guys going, and there's no panic, whereas in the past everyone used to be a bit frantic. And I think the aggressive nature that we're trying to go, we'd rather be bowled out for 120 trying to get 160 than getting 130 and being 5 down at the end. So you know, I think our aggressive mindset has definitely put everyone in good stead.
And a word for yourself, 185 yesterday, an amazing performance for the England Lions.
Yeah, it was nice. A bit tired today. Couldn't really move my arms when I was out there to bat. You know, travelling from Northampton this morning to play a game and back up to Canterbury. But look, it was, you know, it was a great you know, performance for myself, and I'm, you know, over the moon that I managed to keep going and get that score, and then obviously help the Lions win the game.
And just a final thought on the season as a whole for Middlesex, kicking on in the final 3 tournaments, or the last half of the season in those 3 tournaments. Middlesex well placed, obviously top of the table in the Championship as well. You'll be desperately keen to put your hand on 1 trophy this year.
Definitely, we're competing in all 3, which is what we want. It's something that, you know, we as players have wanted to strive for. You know, in the past it's always been sort of 4-day cricket, but this year, you know, I think the players have been really keen to improve in the white ball stuff, and I think Gus has bought into that as well, which has been absolutely fantastic. And you know, the way we're going and to be in all 3 forms this time of the year is fantastic, because we've got something to play for, whereas, you know, in the past you only won 1 tournament.